My name is Mariah Zamora. I am 17 years old. Today is October 19th, 2017, and I am speaking with Mona Zamora, who is my mother. We are recording this in Riverside, California. My first question is, tell me about your parents and about your life while you were growing up.
My parents were divorced by the time I was born. So I was raised by a single mother and her parents. So it was nice. It was comfortable because there was always someone home while my mom was at work and my grandfather worked as a plumber. But we were raised, you know, really a close-knit family. It was a lot of fun, a lot of memories, because not only were we raised, my grandparents raised us, so all my cousins and everybody was always there. We would have, back in the day, we had taco Thursdays, and all my uncles and all my cousins would be together every Thursday for dinner. So it was really nice being, you know, it just sucked not being raised by a father, but I had my grandfather to do that.
What was your childhood home like?
Our childhood home was very strict. My grandfather was a minister, and so we had to go to church 3 days out of the week. And we were there basically all day Sunday for church, and all day Tuesday, and all day Wednesday in the evenings. So it was real strict, but it was nice because we got to play with a lot of kids at the church.
Who else lived with you in the house?
It was my grandparents, which is Andy and Ruth, my mom Linda, and my brother John, my sister Lydia, and my sister Desiree.
What did your bedroom look like?
My bedroom, well, I had to share it with my sister, so it was always a mess. But it was just a basic bedroom. It was back in the day, mauve was the favorite color back then, so everything in our room was like a mauve color. But it was just a simple bedroom.
What did you do during the summer when you were off from school?
During the summer, my grandfather owned his own business that was plumbing. So he would make me go out there to dig trenches. That's how I was able to get money to go out on the weekends. And it's funny because I always told myself when I got older that was the last thing I would ever do. And I ended up becoming a landscaper and I was always digging trenches. So that's something I learned from my grandfather.
Describe your first date.
My first date, it was me and Debbie Rivera. We went out with, Darren Penny, and I can't remember the other guy's name. They took us to Spaghetti Factory in Newport Beach. It was really nice. I'd never been to Spaghetti Factory, and my first date was out at the beach, and it just was a horrible way home. When we got home, we were leaving on the freeway, the 91 freeway, and the car broke down, so we had to push the car I don't know how many miles to get it off the freeway. But it was a lot of fun. It's so funny because now we go back and, you know, to our reunion, we always think about that time when we were stuck on the side of the freeway for about 3 or 4 hours until we actually had to push it off the freeway.
Share a favorite story about your husband, ex-husband.
The story I can always think of is when we decided to get married and we had to go get our marriage license. And at that time, I don't know if they still do it, we had to get blood tests done. And his cousin, Melissa, is a nurse. So instead of us going to the actual doctor, we went to her house to get our blood drawn so she could do whatever that they do. My ex-husband is scared of needles. He hates them. So, you know, she drew my blood. I was good. I left off to work, and then she did Anthony's blood work. And the bonehead, instead of when he took off walking out of her house, he didn't stop because he felt nauseated and he fainted. And they had to call 911 on him to make sure that he was okay because he hit his head on the driveway.
Tell me about when you found out you were going to be a mother.
When I found out I was going to be a mother, I was really shocked because I was with her dad already for 14 years, and I never thought that we would have any kids. So, and it's funny because I went to a Halloween party, And normally I'll have a couple of beers, and I was like, I don't want to have any beers. And everyone's like, you're pregnant. And I'm like, no, I am not pregnant. And so the next day, my husband went to go buy a pregnancy test, and sure enough, I was pregnant. But I wouldn't believe it until the following day when I got to go to the actual doctor, and Ryan's grandmother wouldn't believe it either. So she had to make sure she went with me to make sure that it was true that I was finally having a kid after 14 years. And man, did I cry. I cried a lot because I never thought I would have a kid. And so, but it was exciting.
Do you remember the moment you first saw my dad, and how did that make you feel?
Okay, the first time I saw Anthony, it was back in like 1986, I think it was, at Ramona High School. He asked me for my number and I told him to get lost. But he pursued me for quite a while until I finally gave him my number, and we dated through all through high school, and we finally got married in 1993. And then we had Mariah in 2000.
Tell me a favorite memory of me.
Okay, a favorite memory of Mariah. This little girl was something else. She's so smart, but at the same time, she's a ding-dong. When she was small, I don't even know how old she was. She was telling us a story about something about her being on her, like her head to the side. And we're like, what? She was like imitating. So she was bent over walking with her, she was shaped kind of like an L, I guess you would say, with her head. Well, the bonehead was walking through the doorway and forgot to stand right straight up. So she went head first right into the door jam. That was one of the funniest memories. And then the other memory, I would say of her, a good memory is her playing sports and doing dancing. She danced for 8 years, and she played softball for, I think, like 4 or 5 years. Those are great memories. It's something to see her grow and do something that made her happy at that time.
Describe your marriage proposal.
I don't know what to do after this.
What are you most grateful for?
I'm grateful for having a nice daughter. She's a very good kid. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for her father. He's an absolutely awesome person, even though it didn't work out for us. But, you know, I still love him as far as, you know, we have a lot of history, and then we have Mariah. And I'm also grateful for... I'll start crying.
How has being a parent changed who you are as a person?
For the better, changed me for the better. More responsible. Can't always think it about myself. I have to think about her first. She's changed all of us. I mean, even her grandparents. I mean, they always wanted a daughter. They got a granddaughter. I don't know. It changed us for the better. I mean, you know, I look at things differently now. And, you know, I think I'm a little bit more softer as a person, because I think I was pretty mean, I guess. More understandable. Understanding, I mean. That didn't make sense.
What kind of student were you in school?
I was an okay student. Kind of ditched all the time. Back in the 80s, we ditched a lot. So we had open campus. But I was an okay student, graduated with my class. I wasn't as good as her dad. Her dad was in honors classes, but I was just a regular student, just went to class and did what I had to do to graduate. But I had fun. I had fun in high school at Ramona.
How would your classmates remember you?
My classmates will remember me as being, I guess, more of the smart aleck type. I was one that never took kind of any stuff from anybody. And it's so funny because I'm going to my reunion this Saturday for Ramona. But I think that's what most people remember me, and kind of as a party animal. I partied a lot in high school. That's probably about it.
Do you have any favorite stories from school?
Yeah, I have favorite stories. Some of them I can't really tell you because I don't want her to know what I did. I think my favorite story is, I guess, maybe meeting Rye's dad at high school. And hanging out with all my friends. And it's so funny because till this day, I still hang out with every single one of my friends from high school. We all get together every couple months. I had a good time in high school.
Thank you, Mom.